Okay, we are in the middle of B'chol Levavcha. Now we're up to actually a very deep explanation, but I'm sure you're all up to it, especially with my brilliant explanation. We're on page Reish Lamed Tes, correct? Lamed Tes. What? Three lines from the bottom. Of Reish Lamed Tes? 14 lines. Oh, okay. On the first column, 14 lines on the bottom. What? What? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. No. From Lo Seitev. Okay. They got it. Okay. In Shema, we say that we serve Hashem b'chol levavcha, which Rashi says means with the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. And the difficulty is to understand that we serve Hashem with the Yetzer Tov, we don't have a problem. And to understand what it means we serve Hashem with the Yetzer Hara, we do have a problem. Okay. Mazel Tov, Rabbi Chaimel Gendler. This morning was the bris.
Yes.
His grandson's bris. The son at the bris said, this is the first time in three generations that someone is having a bris on the eighth day.
You already have a report?
Yeah, I got that report already.
Wow.
Yeah. So all three have brisim, but the first time on the eighth day. Okay, beautiful. Anyway, so the question is what it means that we serve Hashem with the Yetzer Hara. So the simple meaning is that by overcoming a Yetzer Hara, we serve Hashem. Here, he gives a deeper explanation, which is based on Shashal for Hirsch. And let's see if we could follow. V'im loy seitiv la pesach atas ravet. That's what we're up to. Which is the original declaration of the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Kayin, telling him that there's Yetzer Hara and you better control it or else, la pesach atas ravets. At the door. Now why is the Yetzer Hara at the door? So, I think Rashi says pesach libai, but we're gonna try, he'll give a little bit of an explanation. Vimloi seitiv, oz la pesach atas ravets. If someone doesn't behave properly, then the Yetzer Hara is right outside the door. What does that mean? It's a common expression that people say, Yetzer Hara is sitting in ambush for a person, and the Yetzer Hara is waiting, which is, I think, the way we picture it, that it's like an ambush. The Yetzer Hara is waiting for an ambush, and as soon as it comes a moment of weakness, bang, he says, the cake has good whipped cream on it, so eat it. So no matter how much resolve, I have a friend who said, he was in the dorm with us, he said, people tell him he can't quit smoking. It's ridiculous, he quit smoking already 100 times. And he means it. So the idea is, that's the way we normally understand the Yetzer Hara, that he's waiting at the door, and he pounces on you in a moment of weakness. Abu Be'emes, he says, not so. A typical Rosh Hashanah Fal Hirsch who focuses on a word, always on a word. Revitza, la pesachatas roivets. Roivets literally would mean squatting, is that the way it's called? What? Crouching. See, crouching is like crouching and getting ready to pounce. And he's saying, no. Like roivets tachas masoi. It says that when you see an animal roivets, what would you say? So how would you translate that? Resting. And that's the way Rav Shachman Hirsch translates it. Iravitza moira al menucha b'shalom v'shalva. K'diksiv b'nois desha yar bitzeini. That's a good passage for this. B'nois desha in a pleasant meadow yar bitzeini. Hashem allows us to rest. K'mai, like you said, roivets b'na mishpasayim. That Yisachar is resting between the towers, is it? Between the stops. V'chein roivets tachas masoi. Pirshen yachal lo komatzmai. Animal that's overburdened Sheshoyche b'matzav rogua. He's lying down in a relaxed mode. Ve'en resayne shefru acher munuchase. He's perfectly happy where he is. Now, that's not somebody in ambush. Somebody in ambush is waiting in anticipation, ready to spring forth. He's saying Raivetz means he's perfectly happy to be where he is. Now this makes a whole loop shot in the Yetzirah. Lufi zeh kavanas ha-pasuk. She-yetzer Raivetz b'menucha me-acharei ha-pesach v'lo yikonis l'beis ha-adam. The Yetzirah is perfectly content to stay out of your life. And he doesn't enter your home kiyim b'hazmanha unless you invite him in. Shiyiftach adam chedrei levavai, if a person opens the chambers of his heart, v'yairir oisei me'menuchasai, and disturbs the Yetzirah from its restfulness, v'adarabba, elecha tshukasai, to you is his desire. Now, I would learn, it's his desire to ambush you. He says, no. And tshukasai shemayra cheshik v'ahava. Tshuka is an expression of love. Maloshin anila daidi, I am to my beloved, v'alai tshukasai. She'ein rotzen a Yetzirah l'hashal ha'adam. The Yetzirah doesn't, so to speak, want to entrap a person, ela adarabba. Ritzainai sha'ata timshol bai. His rotzen is that man should overcome his Yetzirah. Sadrichenu, v'alai she'tiena ha'taivas v'anatiyas ha'gufdiyas, Shoivavais plishum gedevisyag. Not that the Yetzirah should be, the desire should be without any safety, Now listen to what he says. Ein rotzen ishul is gadol abayla. El adarab, ritzayna shabala yiyah roi shabayis v'yin alena. The natural tendency, the feminine tendency is that a man should take care of her. V'uyah maybe terif, ha-machtis v'ha-maitzi, should be the one running the place. K'moikein ha-yetzah nimtzah be'emetz b'matzav shol roivetz. She is now al yedei ha-adam. Sh'loi nivra el al-ahareis toiv tam v'tainu b'asiyah sarah. He's only created to show pleasure. Sh'loi nivra el al-ahareis toiv tam v'tainu b'asiyah sarah. To tell a person when he does bad that it's pleasurable. That you don't do things wrong, and he doesn't give you the pleasure. If ma'adav ena machnia, he asu ma'irim duchasai, v'yetzah ma'biya roish elias ha-shalit, if the person is not machnia the yetzahara, then it picks up its head, v'yetzah ma'biya roish elias ha-shalit, then the yetzahara wants to be in control, v'tzai for rosh l'tzadik, v'vakish l'amisai, ayin sham divrei pichacham chein. Now this is Rav Shem Shofar Hirsch's explanation. It needs a lot of introspection to understand what this means in practical terms. But just to give a marshal, it's sort of like when you have a guard dog on a property. So assuming the guard dog is in the property, it's really perfectly content that you walk across the street down the block and it sits, it's rivates, it sits and squats perfectly happily. When someone approaches the door or the gate, or certainly enters the gate, then it pounces on the person and attacks him. That's not because the dog is looking to pounce on people. It's because the dog is perfectly content, much happier to just sleep on the property. But when a person enters the property, so then he pounces on the person. So to use that as a marshal, that's what Rav Shem Shofar Hirsch is saying about the Yetzirah. Now it's not a guard. What? Moser Satan Milafaneinu Miacharenu. We say it every night. So we have to know what that means, I guess. But yes, you're right. But what he's saying is that a person has to believe that he could do it. A person has to believe that he could do it, and that the Yetzirah is not looking to entrap the person. Now it's a little tricky. Because nobody is in a situation where he's going to do everything right. You daven Shemini Esrei, your mind is going to stray. You're not going to have kavanah the whole Shemini Esrei. and you're going to battle sometime during the day. So it requires a sort of a reordering of what's expected of a person in order to be able to use what he's saying. What he's saying, or Shmuel Marash is saying about the Yetzer Hara, is that the Yetzer Hara is not looking to make you fail in your Nesenes Achayim. If a person behaves, there's no, it's not stacked against the person. Nobody here is a tzaddik, a perfect tzaddik. So it comes back to the idea that the Michtam Eliyahu says. He says that every person must know, or try to figure out, his Nekudas HaBechira. His point where he has a choice to do good or bad. What exactly is Nekudas HaBechira? It means that each person, wherever you are in life, your Nisayan is not to be the world's biggest tzaddik. Your Nisayan is to overcome the item that's your challenge. That's the idea of Nekudas HaBechira. Nekudas means it's a point, a dot of Bechira, where a person has free will. So that the whole long spread of what a person might be able to do, there's one dot where he has to move. It's like it can move to the right, it can move to the left, depending on how a person behaves, as Nekudas HaBechira changes. The job of a person is to go beyond. The job of a person is to improve that which he has, but add his Nekudas HaBechira. So there's the famous concept from the Bali Musar that if the Yetzer Hara can't get you to do an Aveira, he's going to get you to try to do too many mitzvahs. Tell you, you got to do better to a point that you can't possibly do. And then he got you. Then you're down and out. That Nisayan HaChaim is really it's a tremendous Nisayan. If a person can believe that whatever his Nekudas HaBechira is in his power, then it makes things better. That's all.
But when you say that if you can't get you to do an Aveira, it means, it implies that he's actively trying to get
you. Alright, so I have to rephrase that. But if you're Nisayan, is not to do an Aveira, there is a Nisayan HaChayim of saying, I really should be doing much better. And for that reason, whatever I'm doing is inadequate, and that really, in effect, makes the person lose the battle. It really is it's needs a reality check. It's you know what it is.
The implication is that the Yetzer Hara is this passive force that's sitting by, just waiting for you to slip up, and then he goes into action. But that's not true. You're constantly faced by taiva and by nisyonos, which is the Yetzer Hara. He's not waiting; he's always there.
It's true. He's always right out the door, and you're always fooling around near the doorway. The point, I think, the point that Shmuel Marash means to say is that the nekuda that you have to succeed in is within your reach. If you do what you have to do, the Yetzer Hara is not going to be in the way. It's only when a person fails at it that he fails. And some people fail because of the temptation. And what's the temptation? It's also Yetzer Hara, really. But that's part of life. And many people fail because of the lack of a reality check of what's going on around them. And I think more people fail for the second reason than for the first reason.
So let's take a practical example. You lie in bed on a cold morning, Shacharis time is coming, and you decide to stay under the blankets. Now you could get up, you generally go to Minyan, you could get up. So you're going to say that the Yetzer Hara is not involved in trying to keep you under the blankets?
Your question is a legitimate question. People have Nisyanis in life, there's no question. I only think all that he means to add with the idea, what does he mean? Yetzer is perfectly content if you get out of bed. What he's saying is that it's if getting out of bed is your Nisayan, then it's something that's within your reach. The dog's not pouncing on you. It's within your reach. It's something that a person can do. by definition, a sign is something where a person can fail or could succeed. But the idea that there's a inherent force that pushes a person towards evil is not true. That's what he's saying. There isn't a sign. The sign means you can go either way.
And if you do
Averis,
then it becomes easier.
Yeah, once, of course, that he's saying. He's saying that once you walk out that door, he jumps on you. If you're not Machnia the Yetzirah, the Machnia jumps on you. That he agrees. His point is that whatever the Nakuda is, a person can do it. And I think that's the idea. It's what? It really means that it's one, all bad in the world comes to the same place. That's what it means. It means, well, if that's what it is, then the Satan is the Yetzirah. And the Satan is, when we say who Satan, Yetzirah, Malchamaves, the Yetzirah aspect is what challenges you. And the Satan is what causes bad things to happen in the world. Chazal used the expression in Eiv that doesn't say Satan made Eiv do Averis. It says the Satan caused tragedy to come upon Eiv. So that the word Satan, separate from Yetzirah, is somebody who makes bad things happen.
The Malach Mavis will try to entice you to eat a cheeseburger?
The Yetzirah doesn't entice you to eat a cheeseburger. See, that's the thing that's now hopefully below our Nakudas HaBechira. I don't have a Yetzirah for a cheeseburger.
Who said so, Malach Mavis?
I think he teaches that a person is naturally selfish. And yeah, that is how he teaches it. Yeah, the person is worried about his own comfort. What does it mean a person is bad? People aren't evil in the urav. People are by nature are focused only on themselves. So as I use an expression that a cotton has a yetzahara, you don't get a yetzatayv till you get bar mitzvah. I think now it's older than bar mitzvah. There's a little inflation on it. But it means a child, if you have a 1-year-old baby, he only knows what he wants. He doesn't know what other people want. So the Yetzer Adam is Raman Urav. A child is born only knowing what he needs, what he wants. The fact that it's the middle of the night and his parents want to sleep, a child doesn't know anything about that. And slowly, over time, it's sort of a selfishness that's natural in a person. Chazal say, "Kol shelo yitem bad nafshay." You can love your family, you can love your friends, you can even love your rav, but when push comes to shove, the nature of a person is self-preservation, is to worry more about himself than others. It takes a tremendous madrega to go beyond that. It takes a tremendous madrega to go beyond it. It's not so simple. It's really not so simple. Tonight, though, over supper, we were reading. My wife is teaching. She's up to the 73 war, the Yom Kippur war. So she was reading when the Rabbi Avital is his name, and Avital, Meir Avital, I got the name right in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, he spoke before the soldiers went out. They left Shul and Yom Kippur. They were running out, and he spoke to them. She was reading a very fascinating account of what he said. And really, what he was saying the Lashon HaRambam, but he was saying is, the job of someone who goes out to battle is to shed the natural self-preservation instinct on behalf of something bigger and better. A soldier who's worried about himself, you know, he heads for the hills. It's very moving. The Rambam says when you go to battle, you should throw your faith on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though there's no guarantee you're going to win. And you should forget about your family and forget about your personal interests. And that's how you go to battle. Now that's how you go to battle in war. And that's how you really have to go to battle with the Yetzirah and all Bein Adam L'Chaveri aspects. Even Bein Adam L'Mokim, most Bein Adam L'Mokim comes to selfishness. It really comes to selfishness. A person who understands such a thing as Shabbos and Mechal Shabbos, it's usually for self-gratification. Very few people on Mechal Shabbos to help the other guy. So I agree with you. Applying Rav Shamshal Mahersh's idea requires a little push because we are tempted by the Yetzer Hara. And it's very hard to know what it means that the Yetzer Hara is now, he's not waiting to pounce on you. But I think the concept that he's saying is that he's perfectly content outside. And there's that little bit where you can do it. You can do it. It's a very hard thing. I find myself saying that to people a lot. The young people who talk to me about Nisyan Nesachayim, somehow once people hit 30, they never talk about Nisyan Nesachayim. But the people in that stage in life, I tell them, you can do it. You're not over the hill. You're young. You have energy. You can do it. And if you convince a person he can do it, he does it. It's just, you just have to get there. It's a very hard thing. I told you before I started that this is a very, it's a very challenging idea. Maybe you need some more thought, Rav Shamshal Hirsch is saying. I mean, what he's saying is clear. He's saying that the Yetzer is perfectly content to sit right out the door and that you rule him. And that's b'shnei levavecha. You should control, b'chol levavcha, that's what it is. But, it is definitely a challenge. Why?
Agree with this?
It'll be interesting to look around. It'll be very interesting to look around. And, okay.